It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We begin this week with a follow-up to the technical difficulties that virtually destroyed the 6 to 7 o'clock hour of Morning Edition last Monday. The outage was a result of an equipment failure at NPR's pristine new studios in our nation's capital. What listeners heard for a brief period of time was something like this.
We're having technical difficulties at the source of the program.
Morning Edition was finally back on the air in its entirety sometime between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. On Facebook, Beatrice commented, "We believe, tongue-in-cheek, everything bad originates in Washington, D.C. these days." After our broadcast of the Lexington Philharmonic on Classic 102.1, Alessandra messaged us on Facebook asking when she could hear it on the air. She was at the concert Friday night. We were able to tell her the show will be rebroadcast on both Classic 102.1 and WEKU the weekend before the September opening concert of the next season. And one more technical issue, Linda of Barberville has been in touch about a problem she's hearing on our transmitter at 96.9. It's one of our translators intended to fill in with signal in an area where 88.5 WEKF can't be heard clearly. That transmitter is up on a hill over Barberville that can only be reached by four-wheel drive, but we are hoping we can get our engineer down there as soon as possible this week. We're grateful for all the comments and invite you to keep letting us know what you think. Whether it's a compliment or a complaint, or you just need information, email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.